Was there surgical precision in these murders, or
well,
did it just
this is another aspect. This has been an accepted. It's been an accepted theory over the years that Jack the Ripper, after killing these women by cutting their throats, mutilated their bodies, and then the suggestion has been that he surgically removed various organs from their body. But my investigation tends to show that that wasn't correct, that he wasn't a person with any surgical knowledge whatsoever. And in fact, the organs that were removed from these victims were not removed at the time of the murders, but sometime between the murders being committed and the post-mortems being carried out the following day.
Well, but by whom? Who would have removed the organs?
Well, at that particular time, there was a great demand in body parts for research.
Oh my, yeah, okay.
And now what we have to appreciate is that, if I can just sort of give you the example of how things would have worked, we would have had a situation where the body would have been discovered. The process then would have been the police surgeon would have come along with the police. He would have pronounced the body life extinct with the body. The body would have then been put on a hand cart. It would have been wheeled away to a makeshift mortuary. And then there's certainly evidence that the body was then left out. Some of these bodies were left outside or left unattended for up to 12 hours after they were discovered. Before the actual post-mortems were committed. So there's every reason to suggest that perhaps somebody looking for parts for medical research, a medical student, a doctor, or whatever, could have approached one of the poverty-stricken attendants who would have been perhaps looking after the body, who could have turned a blind eye and allowed them to remove various organs. That's how I would suggest they were perhaps removed surgically by somebody that knew what they were doing, but not at the time of the murders.